I'm here with Ray and Katya here at Rummage, a new shop that has just recently opened in Castle Street here in Roscommon. Good morning, Ray and Katya.
Good morning.
Good morning, Niamh.
So first of all, how did the idea for the shop come about?
It came about probably by accident. I've always been a collector. I put this together and start a business. Initially, it was online. But old furniture is not something that is easy to sell online because people need to see it and they need to touch it. It needs to be presented properly in the right surroundings. So we decided to go for it and open a shop. And now we've got Rummage.
And how did you come up with the name for Rummage?
Well, most Irish people would know that rummage means to go through things, to look for something, you know, to look for a bargain. When I was a kid, my father used to bring me to markets and car boot sales, and I used to love rummaging, just trying to find something that I would like, trying to find something nice. And for most people nowadays, it's trying to find that one thing that's special. When you come to a place like Rummage, you just don't know what you're going to find. It's mostly secondhand, antique, retro, vintage, all that kind of stuff. Everything from furniture to household items to collectibles. And we don't know ourselves from one week to the next what we're going to have, because as we sell, we go looking for more. Most of it, well, at least some of it, is one-off pieces. So there's always going to be something different. It'll be a constantly changing thing, and it'll be fresh all the time. It keeps it exciting. We get to rummage every week looking for the stuff, and then the customers can come in and rummage and see if they can find something.
And what's a criteria you're looking for when you're looking for stuff that could maybe sell?
If it's furniture, sleek designs, mid-century, or good antique furniture, which is not too expensive, because we can go to antique shops and we can pay top dollar for good stuff. But there's a lot of good furniture out there that may not be perfect and it can be bought much cheaper. Some of it looks pitiful when you first see it and you kind of think, I'd like to give it a new home. When some smaller pieces of furniture are upcycled, they can fit right into a modern contemporary home and they actually look very well. Catch is great for doing that, for taking a piece which most people would walk straight by it and they wouldn't even pass any heed on it, and simply change the colour of it and doing something like adding new drawer knobs or something to a chest of drawers and maybe adding a mirror or something to it, transforms it and makes it perfectly usable. And it's a shame to see old furniture broken or burned or, you know, left in a shed. Ireland is full of sheds, full of furniture, and attics full of furniture. And we love to see them coming back onto the shop floor, give them a bit of TLC, and they can be reloved, reused, repurposed, recycled. And it's great, less waste.
Very good. And in terms of setting up a business, what kind of advice would you give people who are thinking about setting up their own business in Roscommon or in any kind of town in Ireland?
The first thing I would say is, if you've got an idea and you're enjoying what you're doing, go for it. We thought about it for a long time, and probably too long. If we had just taken the bull by the horns 12 months ago, we would probably be well established by now. It was a slow process, and I suppose there's a bit of trepidation there, and you're fearful that what if it doesn't work, or what if people don't like what we do. And when we opened this day last week on Friday morning, we opened ad hoc, really. We just kind of came to a decision, let's just do it, let's get it done. We had been here for a few weeks getting the shop ready, and we just decided, you know what, let's just go for it. We'll open the doors. If people come in and they like what they see, they'll buy it. If they don't, they don't. And, you know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But there's been a very positive response. A lot of people are coming in and they're seeing things that remind them of their childhood. So there's a lot of sentiment and nostalgia attached to the kind of things that we sell. And some people like furniture, some people like automobilia or collecting small collectibles, and there's a little bit for everybody. Some people like books. We've got lots of old books and rare books. So it's great to see people coming in and reminiscing and seeing something that reminds them of their childhood. And hopefully they'll pick it up and they'll buy it, and we can sell it at the right price. We just go and get more, and we'll keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Very good. And can you describe to us what's in the shop at the moment now for our listeners? Because I suppose they can't really see it unless they come in. But I suppose just to give a flavour of what a person can expect coming in to rummage here on Castle Street.
Yeah, I think it's upcycling furniture, little books, teapots, little bread tins that back years ago people used a lot. So many things. Mm. Ray, one time, it was lovely. He got a lovely collection of clowns, and we sold a lot. And lots of people like, lots of people doesn't, but it's nice. It's really nice. Even one time, we ship it for France. So it's nice. It's nice to see. I'm the part of the upcycling. I love upcycling. Even I'm from Brazil. My house in Brazil, I used to paint everything. So back in fashion now, and I think so nice. We have so many different techniques that you can do. You can do a chalk paint, you can do a shabby chic with the chalk paint. You can do these clean lines with, that's a bit more modern now. So, and the customer, like, we're going to do the service as well. The customer can choose the colors, can choose if any piece that they can see here, any piece that was done here, or if they have their own pieces that they can bring as well. So it's nice to see. I think it's, and as well, of course, we want to go more the vintage, but as Ray said, it has something for everybody, every budget. We don't have big prices, so it's affordable for everyone. And it's nice, yeah. We hopefully as well, in the future, not now, get small new pieces as well. Mm-hmm. We have a lovely knobs that is a brand new and it's really nice. It can change completely any furniture.
And what kind of tips would you give people as well who are considering upcycling?
Oh, go for it. Go for it. I said, that's the way I went. I haven't done, I kind of good with colors. Anyone can be good with colors. You can, but everything is try. Is try. I advise everyone. It's not because I do, I want to sell. No. If anyone can come here, I can advise how to do, how you go about, where you can get. So, and any kind of work, it doesn't matter what is, any handwork, you need to try. Just try. Don't be afraid. Just mix match, see which one you prefer, which color, which technique, and yeah, go for it. This is a great, you have YouTube that you can go and see lively, basically. Yeah, it's nice.
Good.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, it doesn't just stop with furniture, you know. I mean, obviously it's a great place to start, and if somebody wanted to practice and wanted to give it a shot, we always have some small old pieces of furniture. We're happy to give somebody something if they want to go off and just to practice with the paint, with a blank canvas, and see what they can come up with in terms of colour and using the paints and different types of paints. But it doesn't have to stop with furniture. I mean, for example, Katja painted our kitchen at home 3 years ago, and that was a laminate surface, and the chalk paint went straight onto it. It's wearing well, completely transformed the kitchen. You can take drawer knobs off a chest of drawer and put new drawer knobs on. Sometimes you don't even need to change the colour. You don't need to paint the chest of drawers at all. The drawer knobs alone will do the trick. We have a great selection of drawer knobs in stock. Something that happened accidentally, actually. We got them for ourselves to upcycle some furniture, and customers started to look at them and pick them up and ask about buying them. So we ordered more, and they're flying. They're great, and there's a good selection of them, lots of different colours. And like I said, they alone can transform a piece of furniture, but coupled with the upcycling and the painting, chalk paint, particular pastel shades, and the good range of colours that are there from paints like Annie Sloan or Authentico, or, you know, Rust-Oleum is another company that do them. There's a great selection of it, great selection of colours. Eggshell paint has a massive range of colours available in eggshell paint. And they look fantastic. You can take a piece of furniture that look ready for the skip, and you can transform it, you know, bring it back to life. Why dumb things? Why not reuse? Keep them going, keep them alive. Some of the furniture we have in here is over 100 years old, and it's still here, and it's outlasting a lot of modern furniture, which is great. It's practical, fits into a contemporary design home, but in 10 years time the rungs are starting to go on the chair, the legs come loose on the tables and stuff, you know. When you look at older furniture, you often hear people saying it was better built. It absolutely was better built.
And what I want to say is, we're here Monday to Friday. Our hours is 10 to 6, and we're going to do late hours on a Friday, 10 to 8. But I think I'm basically now at that stage, I can say I'm local.
We're here on Saturday as well from 10 to 6.
Exactly, we're here Saturday as well. But I'm basically now a kind of local, raised here a long time, so lots of people know us here. And don't be afraid, come in and talk to us, and if anything that you know will be helpful in anything, like in the paintings, or even if someone would like something, like, you know, Ray go fetch and, you know, ask him. Don't be afraid, just call in, and we are here to help, to if you can advise anything.
Yeah, and it's not just about, there's more to it than the furniture and the upcycling. We also have a selection of old LPs. We see a lot of interest in that in the past week. I know you can buy record players, as the word, you can buy new ones that look like old ones, you know, the vintage style ones, and the same with the radios. We have some vintage radios, we have some LPs there. People are buying again, they're interested in that sort of thing. Everything comes around again, and like I said before, there's a lot of sentiment and nostalgia, and people start to see things that remind them of, you know, their childhood or their youth or whatever, and it just takes them back to a place, you know. There was a lady the other day, for example, bought a print that we had on the back wall of a painting that I wasn't familiar with, but it was nice. It was fairly nondescript, you know, most people wouldn't pass much heed on it, but she picked it and really liked it. And when I asked her why it was that one that she was choosing, she said that when she was in school, she remembered in art class she had to do a project on an artist, and the artist that she chose had painted that, the original version of that print. So she was familiar with the picture, and she hadn't seen it. She had never seen it framed, hanging up on a wall in a shop. That was the first time. So she decided, I probably won't see it again, so I'm going to buy it while I have the chance.
So if anyone then wants to, any more information, or even wants to chat with you guys, where can they get in contact?
Well, you can come to the shop. It's at the lower end of Castle Street, near Walters Roundabout. You can find us on Facebook, Rummage, Roscommon. We'll get you there. You can call myself, 089-458-4722. And we'd be happy to help in any way we can.
Perfect. Well, look, thanks, Ray and Katja, for letting me in the shop, because they actually did let me in just before opening this morning.
You're welcome,
so I had a sneaky peek.
You're always welcome to Rummage.
For you coming, and we had a beautiful morning. The sun was sunshine, was there a bit cloudy now. And thank you, Nive. Thank you for coming and give us a chance to have ourselves in the Rosa family. That is, I think, is a lovely, is a local radio that, you know, we all should be. Tune in more often, and we have lovely friends that's working there, and I know one, another girl here today, and have a good day.
Perfect. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks yourself, Lee, for calling out.